This is the time of year when station managers examine the year and look at ways to improve things moving forward in the new year. And if podcasting is on your New Year's resolution list, well, one of the quickest ways to get started is to repurpose your regular newscast. You know, turning your regular newscast into podcast episodes, allow them to appear on your website automatically. And that's just one thing. They show up on listeners' smart speakers. They give advertisers new sponsorship opportunities. All of this without much additional work from you. And I know that is music to your ears. And that's exactly what's going on at breezynews.com. I checked out their website recently and noticed that every morning their newscast uploads as a podcast and their latest episodes appear on their website.
You may want to seal the cracks. In the MagSouth Broadband News and Weather Center, I'm Chris Davis. While the high today is expected in the mid-60s, National Weather Service meteorologist Christopher Rayner says this part of central Mississippi will be getting a big change starting Saturday night.
A strong cold front from the north will bring a quick round of light showers Saturday evening into Sunday morning.
Right there in the sidebar of their homepage and all throughout the website, there you see the most recent episode in this podcast. And when I talk to them about it, there's no manual uploading to the website or anything like that. No digging through widgets by their news team. Their news guy doesn't even have to log into the website to post this audio. The news just appears there on the homepage, and it's sponsored all year long. And the cool thing is they're using a free podcasting platform to do this. Spotify for Creators is a free podcasting platform. Now, they are not sponsoring this episode or anything like that, but we've actually been using them for years. And now in, you know, 211 episodes in, we haven't paid anything for that service, all right? So, and you're not just on Spotify. So, I mean, they have tools to syndicate your podcast on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, and every other one that you can think of. So if you haven't considered repurposing your newscast into a podcast, lean in, because there are a handful of advantages. Number one, automatic website updates. All right. So you don't have to upload audio to the website or anything like that. Once your latest newscast is uploaded to the podcast platform, the embedded player on your website using that RSS feed from the podcast is automatically updated to reflect the latest episode. So you upload it to the podcast platform, it just automatically appears on your website. There's no need to log into the website or change anything in the widget or anything like that. It just happens automatically. Number two, it's a multi-platform reach now. You've turned this newscast into just being available on air into something that really is worldwide now. It becomes not only available on your website, but across all of these podcasting platforms, smart speakers, and in-car entertainment systems, all for the folks that want to subscribe to that podcast. All right, so you're taking something that just has a very, very small audience and then making it worldwide automatically. Just go ahead and take off the table that you're automatically updating the website. It's worldwide now, and it's on demand in this on-demand world that we live in. Number three, there's built-in analytics. So podcast platforms like Spotify for Creators or iHeart and all of these other ones, when you upload your audio to those platforms, they have robust analytics. They actually tell you how many times that newscast is being played. And that data is very powerful whenever you are pitching new sponsorships or renewing current ones. Because, I mean, you're going to some client's office and tell them that, yeah, well, you know, the sponsorship, you get, you know, all these hundreds of thousands of listeners per day, and they're all hearing your ad that's, you know, that we make a part of our newscast. So it's really a no-brainer for them, and they actually see the numbers that you are pitching them. And there's no guesswork into how many people that are listening to that newscast. And then there's listener convenience. Your audience can listen on demand. We live in an on-demand society now. All right. So making that listening appointment to catch the news at 5 after every day, folks are not going to do that. They want it on demand whenever they get a chance to on their schedule. And this provides that opportunity. You still get that sponsorship opportunity, like we said, so you're still making money from it. It's just now that listeners can get it whenever and wherever they want to. If they miss it, no problem. They can catch it online. No rewinding a stream to find that right new segment that they wanted to re-listen to again or catch something that they missed. It's on demand 24/7. And then there's new revenue opportunities. Obviously, the daily newscasts, they provide new inventory for sponsorships whenever you have them online. Perhaps maybe a different sponsor can be the online sponsor from your live sponsor. There are all kinds of ways that you can do this. With consistent delivery and now measurable plays, there's are even more attractive to your local advertisers who want to sponsor your newscast. So what about the uploading process? And most podcasting platforms, your news team doesn't even have to need, they don't need to touch the website, as I said. They just upload the audio, write a quick title and description, and click save. That's it. That's it. I mean, even the oldest, most seasoned news personality who doesn't do any kind of tech anything can do this. So they make it very, very simple. It's like uploading to social media, really. All right. So this workflow is very, very simple, and it's a huge win, especially if you have a small team. So if you're already producing a newscast every day, this is really a no-brainer way to get more traction from your newscast. And the best part is you're 90% of the way there now. You're not creating something brand new. So if you're thinking about, you know, well, we'd love to do a podcast, but what are we going to do a podcast about? And, you know, we have to worry about production and all this other. No, you're already doing the audio. You're already doing 90% of the work. You are just repurposing that into a podcast platform, which then you can put on the website. And then you are worldwide and you're on all of these podcasting platforms. If you're thinking about doing a podcast, this is a great first step into doing podcasts, because once you're comfortable here, then you can start turning other things that you're doing. Maybe even the morning show does a best of morning podcast and that sort of thing. This will kind of get everybody's, you know, foot in the door and just into taking that next step. Remember, you're turning something that you're already doing into fresh daily website updates, listener-friendly audio archive that it's on demand 24/7. Your multi-platform distribution tool is now taking that news worldwide, and you're providing a more valuable sponsorship product for your clients. It's really, like I said, a no-brainer. Now, if you want to start podcasting in the new year, take a cue from breezynews.com. We'll leave their link as well as to Spotify for Creators in the show notes today. But repurposing your newscast is a great way to get into podcasting with so little effort. Really, it's just signing up, putting your artwork on there for the very first time, because that artwork can be used for every episode after that. Making a short description. This is our morning newscast here at WABC, whatever. And then all of this is very, very little effort. And the return on your investment, like I said, it's a free platform. It's really too good to pass up. And so use this as a catalyst. What else can we be turning into a sponsorable podcast? Your weekend public affairs show, perhaps? The list goes on and on and on. Sports, local, you're just your local sports. It could be anything. You have a weather person who is very, very into weather, and they want to take their regular news weather forecast a step beyond and maybe do, you know, week outlooks and stuff like that. Turn that into a podcast, all right? And then get that sponsorable, put it on the website. Every time they upload the audio to the website or the podcast platform, the website automatically gets updated, all right? So local news can just be the starting point into your podcast empire. So if the subject matter this week has helped you out, please throw a like and share this content with your radio colleagues. And if you have a New Year's resolution to upgrade your station's website, that's what we are here for at skyrocketradio.com. Reach out to us and we'll get you on our plan for the new year. As a matter of fact, we have so big plans for 2026. I just cannot wait to share them with you. But We want to get you online and get you to start making additional revenue and more engagement just as quickly as possible. And then we'll kind of tiptoe into those new advances as we get into the new year. I just cannot wait to tell you about them. But anyway, that's all for this week. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.